All but 8 Democrats supported the tax increase, which would raise $750 million over 10 years, and all but 13 Republicans opposed it. The final vote came after almost 2 hours of debate. Nashua Democrat David Campbell is the bill's lead sponsor.
Isn't it just plain Yankee common sense, as well as fiscally responsible, to save present and future taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by paying for repairs now rather than allowing the cost to grow exponentially greater by ignoring them?
But opponents say raising the gas tax now is anything but sensible. Leon Rideout is a Republican from Lancaster.
I believe that any representative that votes for this gas tax deserves to be fired.
The gas tax bill now moves to the state Senate, which wants to pay for highway projects with a casino. But the gas tax is also likely to end up in the House's budget proposal. That would make it harder for the policy to die in the Senate, where Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Morse of Salem has already declared the gas tax increase dead on arrival. Governor Maggie Hassan has declined to say if she'll support higher gas taxes, but has said she hopes the House and Senate will reach consensus. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.